All right. Well, it's good to have Pastor Jimmy Victorino with us today. As I said earlier, I had the privilege of preaching in his church in Pasig City, which is in Metro Manila. And it's got a good friendly church, a good soul-winning church. And I'm hoping to go back there again, not on the next trip, but maybe the one after that, Lord willing. And he is going to be in the States for a while. The purpose of his trip is to raise money for the lot. You might have noticed that at the end of his presentation there. Pray for that lot. His building is very crowded, but if they purchase that lot, they can expand. So pray about that and pray that he gets the funds that he needs. How much in U.S. dollars is it?
$125,000.
That's not too bad. And he's going to be here in the States until Christmas, so Lord willing, he'll, if not get all of it, he could hopefully get a big chunk of it. So pray that God would help him with that and provide the funds. All right, so without any further ado, Pastor Jimmy Victorino from the Philippines, so good to have you with us. How's that for a fancy shirt, huh?
Yeah.
When a Filipino preacher wears that, you know he's a good preacher. See that? Not only is he a preacher, but he's an artist. He's the one who painted the wall behind our baptistry. If you haven't seen it, after the service, we'll show it to you. He did a good job painting the wall back there. And he also did the painting up there on top of the missions, paid by missionaries. He drew the world there, the globe.
Well, that looks good. Good morning to everyone, and I want to take this opportunity to show my appreciation to your pastor for inviting me here to your church. And also, it's a good thing that the invitation letter is really very important in the port of entry here in America, because if you have that, you have no invitation letter, they will not allow you to enter, because that is very, very important, especially we as a pastor that will visit your country. And also thank you for the family, for taking care of me in their house. And Pastor Barker said, this is your house also. Your refrigerator is, our refrigerator is yours also. And also, Mom is, Mother Isabella really take care of me. Always asking, have you eaten already? Have you taken your breakfast? So thank you very much. And also, Mom, Carmela, thank you very much for your care for us. And your church really been good to us. And you have a big part in this trip that I have. And really, God is so good to me in my first speaking engagement in New Jersey. Your pastor, the one that fit in my speaking engagement here in New York and New Jersey. And really a big, big blessing. And the first week I announced already to our church the blessing that I received from the churches. So let's all stand up, please, and let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 8, from verse 1 down to verse 9. We will all together read these 9 verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, from verse 1 down to verse 8. Second Corinthians chapter 8, from verse 1 down to verse 9. Let's all together ready to read. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in the great trials of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. For their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and taken upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave themselves, their own selves to the Lord, and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as he abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. Last word, verse 8, I speak not by the commandment, by the occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. Consider verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, and that ye through his poverty might be rich. I'd like to ask Pastor Magalan, please lead us in word of prayer. Gregory, lead us in word of prayer, please.
Our Father, we do once again thank you that we can be here in your house. We thank you, Lord, for your word that will be preached. Father, we pray for Brother Jimmy that you would bless him this morning. Father, use him, use your words, bless him into our hearts. Father, that we will love you more, serve you better. And Father, we will give with a heart that loves you, Father, that loves souls. We pray, God, that you bless your word. Use your word in our hearts, in Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated, please. In this text, my beloved, and the background of this text, we will see that Paul encouraged the Corinthian Christian, the Corinthian church, to give for mission. And take note in verse 7, wherein he challenged, you know, the Christian about the grace giving for mission. The Bible says, therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. What Paul is saying to the Christian is like this. Paul is telling to the Christian church like this. You know already how to use your faith. I know your faith, you know, your desire to come to church. You know already faithfully to come to church, and that's faith. You also an utterance, you know also how to pray. You come to our prayer meeting and you show your faithfulness in prayer meeting, and that's good. And also Paul said you have knowledge already. During Sunday school you attend, you learn, my beloved, and it's good. And continuing that, and in all diligence, you are so diligent. You're helping me cleaning the church, helping me, you know, in some ministry in that church. And he said, and in your love to us, and that's good. You love to us, you care for us, but one thing is lacking. Well, this is what Paul is saying, that ye abound in this grace also. This is the grace of giving for mission. So Paul is telling to the Christian, it's like this. You're a good Christian. But the problem is this. We have a work to be done. We have a work beyond, not only here in America, not only here in the Philippines, not only here in Africa, all over the world. But we need a Christian that will back up and support the need. Take note, my beloved, the example that Paul used. First, take note, in verse 9, he used example of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, many, many times, family, it is really an effective to use a person that can be a good example. And Paul said, for he know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that he through his poverty might be rich. So we see, my beloved, that this is a giving message. This is an encouragement, my beloved, to the Christian, that Christ, who is our first missionary, my beloved, gave his life for us. I remember, my beloved, that the song about justice is like this. Tell me why, oh tell me why Jesus died on Calvary. Tell me why Jesus suffered such agony. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, and that's why Jesus died for you and me. Ang pagsinta ng Diyos ay gayo na lamang, buktong niyang anak ko siyang ibinigay upang sumampa lahat ayang sinuman makamit kaligtasan. You are saved by the love of God, my beloved. And Paul in here is encouraging the Christian. First point that I want to share with you is that grace giving permission, my beloved, is a giving motivated by the love of God. Amen. Meaning, my beloved, it is easy, but if you will only, you know, use your hand, my beloved, and use your physical strength, my beloved, you will not understand how to give for God. But then, my beloved, if you will give to God because you love God, my beloved, it is easy to do that. My beloved, if you are not strong in your Christian life, my beloved, and there is a challenge every week, my beloved, and there is always an encouragement from the person of the Bible to give, my beloved, we will not give. But if we have the heart for God, my beloved, and we are the product of the love of God because we are saved, my beloved, then Paul is encouraging the Christian. Take note in verse 8, the challenge. The Bible says, I speak not by the commandment, but by the occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. I remember when the Lord Jesus Christ confronted Simon, when he asked Simon, Simon, who are those that will love us? The one that forgiven little, or the one that forgiven much? And Simon answered, the one that forgiven much. And the woman, you know, the adulterous woman, come to the Lord Jesus Christ, bringing those alabaster oil, and come to the Lord, said, here is the woman. When he come to me, he just, you know, pour out those, you know, a precious ointment for me. And he come to me, he kissed me, and he cried and cleaned my feet of his tears. You see? So, my beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ even rebuked Simon on that part, that you and me, my beloved, the product of the love of God, my beloved, should have that kind of heart to be motivated by the love of God. And God wants us, my beloved, that kind of motivation that we have. I will give because I love God. Amen? Amen. The second thing, my beloved, take note that in this text, my beloved, that Paul used the Macedonian Christian. Look, take note in verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in the great trials of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Meaning, my beloved, that this Christian, my beloved, gave sacrificially. And to give sacrificially, my beloved, it is in the power of the grace of God. You see? It is not on the power of the flesh. Thinking that, my beloved, you will give. In the Philippines, they will say, oh, pastor, that is our life. Our money is our life. If you labor for 8 hours, the minimum there is 300. Before, it's 250. But now, it's 300. That is labor for one day, 8 hours. That's less than $1? You see? But that's only 300. You see? That's $10, like that. Less than $10. So, and to challenge my beloved, the Filipino, about giving, my beloved, if it is in the flesh, the power of the flesh, my beloved, they will not give it. Oh, Father, that is our life. That is our money. But think not, my beloved, if it is by the grace of God to give, my beloved, you can give sacrificially. Think not, my beloved, how they give sacrificially. Whoso is a witness. And he said in verse 8, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the church of Macedonia. So he used the life or the example of Macedonian Christian, my beloved, that these are Christians, the same as like you. These are the product of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says how that in great trials of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. They give liberally, my beloved, they give sacrificially. Honestly speaking, you can be a part in a mission work, though we heard, like we heard in Vietnam, that it's hard to witness lost people there. Because you know, I heard from my pastor telling to me, oh Jimmy, in Vietnam, if you step on their land already, they are a religious police that will follow up you where you will go. And if you are a missionary, you will be caught and deported right away. You cannot give trust there. Because if you give trust there, my beloved, they know that you are in a religious group and they will not allow that. That's why we heard many, many persecution in Vietnam and other places. But my beloved, in your desire to help and give sacrificially, my beloved, in a mission work, you can be a part. Amen? Amen. You can be a part. You cannot able to go in that place, but you have that kind of desire. You have that kind of big heart. You know that you are already also a product of a missionary. Every Christian, my beloved, is a product of a missionary.
Amen.
Every soul winner is a missionary of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank God for one missionary that came to our country that about 1945, wherein my daddy got saved. And this missionary came to our house for 30 times. My daddy is a drunkard, is a gambler, he owns 6 gambling clubs. But when this missionary came to our house for 30 times, because in his coming, at first time, he asked my daddy, Abraham, the name of my daddy, open your house for a Bible study. My dad said, do not lie. He was drunk. And then second time, then this missionary came again in the evening and said, Abraham, open your house for the gospel. And then my dad said, do not lie. But every day of coming, every day of coming, my beloved, until the Lord softened the heart of my dad. Thank you for that missionary. You see? And these are maybe some missionary, that went there, my beloved. I heard from this missionary that when he went in here, my beloved, he sold all his property just to go there. I'm telling to your pastor, about this missionary when he about 30 years in the Philippines, he experienced heart attack. But when he come back to America, he still, have burden for the Filipinos, thinking that, where are Filipinos? They're here in America. And he remember, there in San Diego, California, there are many Filipinos. And he went there. And I saw, Pastor Vero's picture there in the Sword of the Lord. And there are about 500 to 600 Filipino worshiping God in that place. A Filipino Bible Baptist Church. It's the same name, Bible Baptist. Yeah, Arturo said. And I've been there, Bishop. I've been there. And then take note, my beloved, in third point I want to share with you, that take note that they give, by faith. Not only they give motivated by love, not only they give sacrificially, but they give with a strong faith to God. Take note in verse 3, the Bible says, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves. Take note on that. Beyond their power, meaning my beloved, that thinking that, oh, if I give my tithes and offering, And then I will now cut some part for the mission giving. Oh, it's hard already. But my beloved, a grace giving for the mission work, my beloved, this is, my beloved, is by faith. It takes faith and it takes grace of God, my beloved, you will understand. Sometimes we cannot understand, but if we can see the proof of the mission work, my beloved, and then we can say, oh, thank God for the souls being saved. Amen? Yeah. Thank God. And we are the proof. My daddy is a proof of Fred Missionary Prednal, and I am the proof of my daddy. I remember the old pastor, before God took my daddy, the old pastor told me like this, Jimmy, I saw your daddy during our camp, when he is still alive, like this. He is crying and praying and crying and praying and crying and praying that Jimmy might be saved. Because though I am the son of the pastor, you know, I became also a gambler. My daddy do not know that. I become a drunkard also. I got saved only when I was 29 years old. I'm a businessman then. I give all my time in, you know, earning money. That's my life. The painting that I've done, that's my life. I made more paintings of that. You see? I trained more painters. But thank God, October 14, 1979, my dad preached in the night service. And, you know, I was touched then and thinking that, you know, I know already the gospel. I accepted Christ for 2 times already, but I did not understand that. But when there is a fear in my heart that I will go to hell, and there is an understanding that there is no change, 2 Corinthians 5:17 is not true in my life. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away, now all things have become new. That is the truth to me on that time. But that night, 8 o'clock in the evening, I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
Last point I want to share with you, take note in verse 5. Grace giving for mission is not only motivated by love, is not only give by faith, is not only give sacrificially, but it is a great privilege to be a channel of blessing for the mission work. Take note on that in verse 5. The Bible says, and this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. I remember, I don't know if your pastor gave this illustration already. There is a mission emphasis again, 3 nights the pastor has done. And in that service, the first night challenge is this. The pastor did a hard preaching and hard challenge that, okay, now that you heard the message about supporting the mission work, helping these missionaries, those who want to share, we will have our offering. And then there is at the back an angel. And then that angel, you know, come forward and thinking that he has something to give. His bow and arrow and shield was put to, you know, the offering basket. That's the first night. And then the second night, again, there is a mission conference. Second night, challenge. The message was given. The preaching is so hard. And then, the pastor gave challenge. Okay. Those that you want, you know, to help and give again for the mission work, just give. And then the Indian Christian is there. And then bring his horse. Bring the horse. On the front. Get again the offering basket. And then he get his horse. He gave his horse. You see? That's the second night. Again, the last night, again, the pastor gave a heart preaching last night. Very touching. And then the Holy Spirit worked this congregation, and again, the last night, my beloved, the angel thinking of what he can give to God. The last night. Do not have the bow and arrow, do not have the horse anymore. But you know what he gave? Get again the offering basket. And he gave himself.
Amen. Amen.
What about you? What about you? Giving grace for mission, my beloved, is all about God's working in your heart to help the mission work. And honestly speaking, if we have that kind of heart, God will also give the provision that you may be just a channel. We are but only a channel of blessing.
Amen.
For the work of the Lord.
Yes.
Honestly speaking.
Amen.
And you know, in the Philippines, even in this time, we are doing that. Borrowing the kitchen equipment, you know, of the neighbor. You see? They will ask that. Can I borrow that the container that you can cook? And after, you know, they cook something, they will return the one that they borrow and put something in there. The same principle, my good rabbi. God is just using your life as a channel blessing, but you will receive more than my beloved blessing that you did not expect. You do not expect.
Amen.
I do not expect. One day, I'm here. God, you know, called my dad. God saved, gave his life to the Lord. And he do not know one day, his son became a pastor. Just, you know, let your life be a channel of blessing for the mission work. This is a grace giving permission, and let the grace of God work in your life. Let us pray. Dear God, the Father in heaven, thank you so much for this wonderful time that we can meditate thy word, study thy word, and worship in spirit and truth, and challenge us, Lord, through thy word. Oh God, the Holy Spirit, touch the heart of thy people this morning, that they will understand that it is only by your grace we are saved, and your love, and we can also give by grace also. Give us more faith. Give us the strength to face sacrifice in this. And let us, Lord, use ourselves, our lives, to be a channel of blessing in thy mission work. For we ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.